thanks to our title sponsor, National University. National University is committed to supporting veterans, active duty personnel, and military families through flexible online courses and master's and doctoral programs in high-demand fields, providing excellent career advancement opportunity. National University is a yellow ribbon school that proudly accepts the post-9/11 GI Bill and goes the extra mile by offering additional assistance to cover expenses that may not be covered by the GI Bill. To learn more, visit nu.edu/veteran. Before we begin this week's episode, I want to share a book I recently finished by Kensington Publishing. American Fly Girl by Susan Tate Ankeny chronicles the amazing true story of Hazel Ying Lee, an unrecognized pioneer and unsung World War II hero who fought for a country that discriminated against her gender, race, and ambition. Inspired by Amelia Earhart and America's fledgling aviation industry, Hazel was the first Chinese-American woman in U.S. history to earn a pilot's license and fly for the military as a member of the Women's Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs. Now, I'd heard of the WASPs, but really knew nothing about them or their incredible stories until reading this book. American Fly Girl, the true story of Hazel Ying Lee, who followed her dreams against all the odds and became an American hero, is written by Susan Tate Ankeny and goes on sale April 23rd, 2024, wherever fine books are sold. All right, on the phone tonight is Major John Waters, call sign Rain. What's going on, dude?
Not much, Jello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Where are you tonight, by the way? I'm in San Diego.
I'm sitting in Memphis right now.
Ooh, Memphis. Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like San Diego, just different, right?
Yeah, maybe not. Anyway, cool. Well, dude, I have to tell you, you have actually come up a couple times as somebody I should interview, but that's not why you're here right now. First off, just very quickly, tell us your background. Why do people know you?
Well, I was an Air Force pilot. I was fortunate to wrap up my time flying for the F-16 Viper demo team. So I spent the last 2.5 years of my Air Force career going across the United States and really the globe, just showcasing what the F-16 can do. So I think a lot of people have probably seen me at air shows, and then a few people on Instagram follow me at Rainwaters27.
A few? You got like 100,000, man. I have to confess, when I saw your profile, I was good old-fashioned jealous because I just went over 29, I think, the other day. But anyway, that's not why you're here tonight. Tell us what your new initiative is.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm starting the Afterburn podcast. It's coming out tomorrow. But like yourself, trying to bring like-minded individuals together to kind of share their story and showcase what they've done, share their journey so that we all can kind of learn from what they've done, how they've gotten to where they are today, and that we can be a little bit better just from hearing from what they've done.
Okay, that sounds cool. So it's called the Afterburn Podcast. And where will people be able to find this?
They'll be able to find it iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and then also over at warbirdradio.com, which hosts several podcasts. You'll be able to click on the podcast link and then find the Afterburn Podcast if you want to listen to it there as well.
Okay. And what format are you going to go with? So is it going to just be you? You're going to have a co-host?
It's just going to be me, but I'm going to be bringing on a lot of people who, again, who've done some pretty cool stuff. I think a lot more interesting stuff than I've done in my career to kind of tell their story. I want to lead in with the second episode, answer a lot of questions, because through Instagram, which I think has been a great tool to be able to connect with people from all walks of life, I get a lot of questions. So I'm going to spend some time actually just answering everyone's question or answering as many questions as I can to focus on that. But it'll just be me rambling on.
Well, that's the beauty of podcasting, particularly with our other industry now that you and I both work in, is you can take it with you, work on it on a layover somewhere, and you can really reach out and serve people. And I'm guessing you also have a heart for service. You are in the military, obviously, and this is just a way to scratch the itch. There's a lot of people out there, as you just said, who have a lot of questions or want to know about it. And so you're going to spend a lot of the time answering people's questions. What kind of questions have you received so far?
You know, I think you hit the nail on the head there, like service. So I was fortunate, I think probably like you and a lot of our peers, you know, we had people look out for us and kind of guide us on the path. So it's a piece of giving back. But with that, the questions pour in from everything of like, what is your favorite maneuver in the F-16 to type of sortie? But I get a lot of young people asking, how do I be a pilot? How do I join the Air Force? So I want to spend, you know, a decent amount of time sharing different journeys because everyone has a different path and there's no single path to get to where you want to go. And just having that dedication and drive and know that there's going to be hurdles and speed bumps and that other people have dealt with those type things, I think will help a lot of the people out there who are trying to get to some goal, some end state out there. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Awesome. Well, you should do what I've been trying to do and haven't gotten around to yet. And that is see if you can get an officer recruiter to come on the show. And that way you can just ask him these hard questions and people can get it right from the horse's mouth. You know, how old do I have to be? Do I have to be an American citizen? What, you know, what vision is correctable to 2020? All those different things. Cause yeah, I get a lot of that too. And frankly, maybe you know it all, but I don't. I one of these days, my goal is to have a recruiter from each branch, give them each 15 minutes and like the same couple questions. Why my branch? What aircraft do we fly? Where do we fly them? And what do you got to do to be in? So yeah, that could definitely help people.
I think, yeah, that's brilliant. The prime example is I get asked about the Air Force officer qualifying test, AFOQT, all the time. Uh-huh. And I kind of cringe when I think about it, but it's been almost like 2 decades since I took it, you know? So any gouge or info or advice I have for the AFOQT is null and void. So bringing on an expert who actually knows what the current temperature is and what the requirements are is a great idea.
Awesome. How frequently will new episodes come out?
The plan is every 2 weeks and we'll see what the people like. My desire is hopefully we can increase that frequency, but the plan right now is just kind of have some sustainability. So everyone can, you know, expect every 2 weeks you'll have new Afterburn podcast coming out.
Okay. So on Mondays then?
That's the plan, Mondays.
Awesome. Well, dude, what else do people need to know about this new show coming?
Well, tune in, check it out, subscribe, leave some reviews. I want to hear the feedback and then see, you know, really what the listener wants. I think there's a lot of great information out there that are just stored away in people's minds. And we need to get that information out here. So that's my goal. And I think this podcast will evolve, right? Like I joked with you earlier, I can barely spell podcast. So this thing undoubtedly will evolve over time, but you know, we got to start somewhere and we got to get the horse out the gate.
Yeah, no doubt. So it's called the Afterburn Podcast with Major John Waters, call sign Rain, coming out every other Monday starting tomorrow. And dude, I have to tell you, so when I first heard you were doing it, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, he's got a big audience on Instagram. I'm a little jealous, but then I thought, you know, this is great because it's just more information about military aviation and the rising tide raises all boats. I mean, there's absolutely no reason we shouldn't help each other out. It's not like someone who listens to the Fighter Pilot Podcast can't listen to yours or vice versa. I mean, if you've got a commute, now you just have more options and, you know, it's just more military aviation for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it ties into like our core foundation, right? Fighting force of a wingman. You know, we're always working together and we're stronger together. And there's so much out there. There's no way that one person can cover it all.
No doubt.
There's no way that two people can cover, you know, there's so much. So there's plenty of info and different content out there that I think is going to be interesting. And it's fun to kind of be a part of it.
Well, and even if we covered the exact same material, we wouldn't do it the same way. I mean, we're two different people. So some people might like your approach better than mine and vice versa. But yeah, the bottom line is there's more content that's available now. And that's why we wanted to bring you on for this quick short this afternoon, evening, and just let you introduce the show. So tell us once more where it is and where to find it.
Jello, again, thanks. The Afterburn Podcast, it'll be out tomorrow. You can find it wherever you listen to your podcast. Again, it'll be up there on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcast. Tune in. And then as well over at warbirdradio.com.
Awesome. All right, Rain. Well, best of luck with your new show, buddy.
Thanks, Jello. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Cheers.
Thanks to our title sponsor, National University. National University is committed to supporting veterans, active duty personnel, and military families through flexible online courses and master's and doctoral programs in high-demand fields, providing excellent career advancement opportunity. National University is a yellow ribbon school that proudly accepts the post 9/11 GI Bill and goes the extra mile by offering additional assistance to cover expenses that may not be covered by the GI Bill. To learn more, visit nu.edu/veteran.